It's all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Wow, here's a statistic that'll blow your mind, Michelle. Nearly every day, 100 Americans die by suicide, and it's even higher in the number of people who are thinking about it, contemplating suicide. And I frankly don't know anyone who'd be better to help us understand this and discuss it than the 18th Surgeon General of the United States, Vice Admiral in the U.S. Public Health Service Commissioned Corps, Dr. Regina Benjamin. Dr. Benjamin, Michelle and I are so honored to have the Surgeon General on with us on her radio to help discuss a really serious issue, and that's the whole situation with suicide, because we know you released the National Strategy for Suicide Prevention Report in 2012, and we really would love for you to help enlighten our listeners about this suicide issue.
Well, hello again, Pam, and thank you for that. I think it's worth repeating what you said, the fact that preventing suicide is everybody's business. And nearly 100 Americans die by suicide every single day. In this past year alone, more than 8 million Americans thought seriously about suicide. And that doesn't even include the 16% of all high school students who reported that they had seriously thought or considered it. And it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy of untold proportions to those of who are part of that tragic story. And they know that anguish so well because we're affected by it so much, and most people will know someone or someone who thought about suicide or even committed suicide. So we did release a report, and the report was not just about suicide, but about prevention. It was a strategy about prevention. It took into consideration what we know so far and the knowledge that we've acquired, but more importantly, the promise that's within our grasp, and that is that suicide really is preventable. We hope through that report and that strategy to foster this public dialogue, to be talking about it like we are today, to counter the shame and the prejudice and things that you see, the silence, and bring public health into the integrating it with behavioral health so that there is some kind of continuity of care. When we asked people who had thought about suicide or contemplated suicide or even attempted, what they wish would have happened or differently, they wish that someone would have talked to them. So the things that we know that we can do, and in addition to talking about it, is that we really want people not to be afraid to ask. Are you thinking about killing yourself? Are you thinking about hurting yourself? You know, in the old days, we would say we didn't want to give them a suggestion, but people say they want to know. They want to talk about it. And we need to know some of the warning signs, and some of those are when people are pulling away, withdrawing, staying away from their families and friends. Others will be angry and aggressive for a bit and then pull away. And we always say if you think somebody's having some of these signs, call a professional. Take them to the ER. There is a 1-800 number, 1-800-273-TALK, and you'll get a trained counselor. But don't go it alone, and don't let them go it alone.
What about boys and girls and men and women? I mean, is it still true that when a young woman attempts suicide, that it's more, it could be, there's a greater percentage of them that are posturing, but when a young man does it, it tends to be more fatal?
Sadly, that used to be the case. Sadly, now more girls and women are completing the act, and they're becoming more and more equal. And it used to be certain pockets, and right now our biggest pocket is young, middle-aged men, but the others are just as bad. I mean, you'll hear about suicides now that you weren't hearing before. You weren't hearing much about it. You're seeing it in teenagers. You're seeing it in kids. And we didn't see those years ago.
Right.
Is there any diversity issue here? I mean, if you look at the demographic breakdown, is there anything significant there?
It's on the rise for every group.
Wow.
It needs to be on the rise. And the health disparities, again, sadly, don't really play as much as they used to. It used to be that you never saw a black person. We just never heard of black people killing themselves. And I was at a barbecue during the summer, and these not teenagers, but 20-something-year-olds were saying, "You've seen black people kill themselves." And it was, I guess it was, what's his name, the guy who, Don Cornelius, had just killed himself and said, "We never saw black people kill themselves," but they do, and they are now. And so it's an equal opportunity condition, illness, killer.
So, Dr. Benjamin, I just have to share with you, I started Empower because, you know, I got sick and couldn't get well, and through the process, I didn't want to live anymore either, and I thought about multiple ways of taking my life where it wouldn't affect my family, and I'm not afraid to discuss it. One of the things that we've done on Empower is really looked at that behavioral side and really taken a deep dive into, you know, emotional health. And, you know, I'm so happy that I'm here, that I survived all of this. But, you know, I didn't have the typical signs. I just thought these thoughts on my own, and there was no one for me to talk to about this. No one actually asked me, but there was no one to talk to about it. And mine was caused by, you know, lack of hormones, by having a hysterectomy. So there can be so many different things. And we're just not, you know, we just aren't getting a grasp of this.
And you're absolutely right. You don't, even if there were people to talk about, you didn't know you could talk to them.
Right.
And the shame and the silence that we have around behavioral issues, and bring it to the level of a public health issue, try to get away from that stigma and saying that, you know, behavioral health is just as important as your physical health. It's just as dangerous as diabetes or any other disease. Is just as important, and it needs to be cared for and taken care of.
Well, right. You know, the statistics are so huge here. You know, Michelle, it just breaks my heart every single time you share that very personal piece of your life. And I'm thinking so many people out there have probably felt the same way, didn't know where to turn. It could have been from everything from medical to hormonal to situational or whatever. But I think one of the most important messages, Dr. Benjamin, that you are sharing is the message of hope, that we do have resources now. There's no reason to feel shame, blame, or guilt. That if you're feeling that badly, reach out, and that people also need to be on red alert. Sometimes it's very subtle, like with you, Michelle, and other times, you know, you're watching a teenager hide in their bedroom and start wearing, you know, black all the time and goth and kind of go, you know, nutty on themselves. And you, how do you reach them? It's hard. It's a very tough part of somebody's life journey, isn't it?
And call people, talk to them once a day, just check on them, particularly elderly people. We're seeing a lot of suicide in elderly people,
yeah.
Too. To just check on them, to say hello today, to make sure they're okay. Those little things is what really matter.
Makes a difference,
now,
yes.
No question
sometimes,
about it.
Sometimes you don't know that they're as sad as they are, or they're in that deep place. Sometimes you do. We've teamed up with Facebook to put an icon on their site so that young people who got
Facebook had issues
postings,
could be do that. Well, you know, Dr. Benjamin, we want to thank you so much. Everyone out there, follow her on at Regina Benjamin on Twitter. Thank you, Dr. Benjamin, for your words of wisdom.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.